NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We kind of really just wanted to put a big middle finger up in the air for anyone who could listen, you know. Kia ora, my name is Kahu Kuranui.
Kia ora, ko manaaki tupu tōku ingoa. Nō Ngāti Parau, Ngāti Tupare Tōme, Ngāti Rākau Ki Tutonga. This is us talking about our new mixtape, which is coming out 31st of Jan.
Saturday.
It's called Three-Headed Taniwha.
Three-Headed.
Yeah. I just wanted some peace signs, I wanted to feed minds, I needed something that don't meet you. Load up the samples, I needed my canvas and no app, just to spill my truth. They ain't paying attention.
So last year I was studying at a place in Ōtaki called Te Wānanga o Raukawa. I was doing my reo Māori studies, and I just kind of had this whakaaro. I had these ideas that we should work on a mixtape and bring in the Kazis, bring in the bros, and try and make some cool new
alternative
alternative stuff, but also using a bit of my Māori as well, because I can speak and I should be doing that. And then I was kind of like, all right, we got to cook, we got to come up with some stuff. And we were kind of in the middle of just like, not a hiatus, but I feel like we just hadn't really cooked anything in a little while.
No.
And then I was just like, I'm always cooking on the 404. So that's my SP404. That's where all of the beats are made. And so I don't even know. I think Kahu, I just went over to Kahu's one night, one faithful evening, and we just cooked Give It Up pretty much all in one sitting. And we were just like,
oh, yeah.
This is tough. We should so just keep making
it.
I do what I must, and my people, I put my trust to my final.
It's very collaborative. There's a lot of piano on them. So, like, I got an upright, I play piano. So, I got an upright piano in my crib, and a lot of synth work. And
It usually is. All of the beats were made on my 404, on my SP 404 Mark II. I don't think there were any beats where I came in with them cooked. I'm pretty sure we made them all on the spot.
Just Bittersweet.
Oh, yeah. Bittersweet is the only one that I had previously made. And that was honestly on a whim because, maybe we'll do a track by track breakdown a little bit later. But that one specific beat is sampling a Bad Tab song that's unreleased at the moment. That's going to come out a little bit later. And I just showed Kahu because I was just like, gee, look at this. I tried to do a flip of one of my songs and then it was just straight bang.
It was a hit. Yeah.
We felt
it, you know? Yeah. So,
and it's always, it is pretty much always beat first. I mean, you sometimes are just like, you sometimes have some bars written down.
Yeah. I mean, like I can just write to beats in my head, you know, but it all fits on a BPM at the end of the day. But it's usually a collaborative process with cooking. Manaaki's manning the 404, but I'm like, oh, we'll do this, do that.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm an Ableton guy. Manaaki's much more proficient on the sampler side on the 404, you know. Yeah. So
So all of those 404 beats then get bounced into Ableton, and then if there's keys or if there's synths, like for Fero Mamangu as an example, there's like two synth lines. There's one off a Nord, one off a Poly D, and then on top of that there's also keys being played. And so those are usually added in Ableton afterwards in post.
Yeah
But they are pretty much always like not even a flex, but I'm just gonna talk it like it is. We do really be making all of these tracks in like one session. We sit down, the beat is done, and it's just straight to the bars, and then we just straight, punch and punch out.
Couple of hours, really. You know, and then it's just like, boom, like so many people take months to record music, but this is the thing about this process, this is just so quick. It's so fast, you know, and it's just instant vibes. It's great.
We don't make tracks, we make symphonies, bro.
Load up the samples, I needed my canvas and no app, just to spill my truth. They ain't paying attention, they ain't doing the learning or bookwork either. I'm full of doom, spoke to it sooner, I would even care. Apathy runs rampant, no one's there. No more calls for unity, let the show. Let that shit burn down, don't let it grow. Come down from the ledge, my friend, we gon' take back.
I mean, me and Manaaki have very similar like musical upbringings with like hip-hop and neo-soul and trap and all of those kind of elements. So collaborating with the bros, just really easy. Like it's kind of just pen to paper, thought to music, you know, and it's just, it's a real pleasure, you know? So like Friday sessions every week, that was kind of our thing, you know, and just going through cooking all of those, trying out new things, bringing in some of the bros, Seth Painga, who else? Ethan Reiner. But it's been real awesome to cook this project, like so much fun, eh?
Yeah. And Ko and I met back at Massey as well. We did all of our uni degrees together. We did music tech at Massey. And so that's how. I actually remember the first time that we really fully tapped in was like Ethan introduced us, and it was the first time, and Kahu just went straight to his MacBook and opened his Ableton and just started playing beats on full volume straight out the speakers. Yeah, and I was like, yo. And then the connection that we had was I remember specifically we talked about Playboi Carti and Flying Lotus.
Yeah.
And Kahu was like, bro, I've never met anybody who liked both of those guys. Like, I usually only know people who like Carti or Fly Low. So yeah, that's how we know each other properly and fully and how we were. Yeah. Collab. We were actually thinking, we were like preparing before this and we're like, hey, when did we make Fiddle My Mugger? We couldn't even remember.
It's all a blur.
It is all a blur. But yeah.
It was one of the last ones.
It was, yeah. Because there's seven in total. So I think it was like the fifth made, maybe the fourth made.
Yeah.
And it was just because like once everybody hears the rest of the tape, it's like one of the only two I would say off of it that are actually like straight like punch, like just straight in. There's even like most of the tracks don't have like super heavy basses alongside them, so that one is just straight like like the first thing you hear is that bass coming.
It's just we wanted that trap kind of feel to it, you know. It's got the organic drums, but it's still very trappy in nature and very just like smacky.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. And even the way that we're spitting over it as well. And we also just wanted like a
anthem.
An anthem, you know, because it got that chorus where you're like red, white, black, colors, oh my back. You know, tinoranga, tiratanga and all that as well. Yeah. And so I think sometimes we don't like to go in that direction because that can usually either go one of two ways. Like it's super corny where it's like, okay, they're trying to do like, okay, jump around, do this thing, do that. But then with that, it kind of just felt super organic.
Yeah, we had the mosh in mind, I think, when we were making it, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And we have yet to perform that live, but when we do, it's going to go crazy. But Fiddle My Mangu, red, white, black, colors of tinoranga, tiratanga flag.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted to just make a anthem about being Māori, about being proud to be Māori, about the negatives that we've had to face, but also like rising above those and just fucking sticking it. Oops, sorry. Can we swear, G?
I'll edit it out.
Yeah, I was about to say there's definitely some colorful language across the whole mixtape. So I was like, okay, look, if we're on the radio, we're on the radio. We're doing it.
I just wanted some peace signs, I wanted to feed minds, I needed something that don't mean you. Load up the samples, I needed my canvas and no app, just to spill my truth. They ain't paying attention, they ain't doing the learning, no bookwork either, I'm full of doom. Spoke to it sooner, I would even care. Apathy runs rampant, no one's there. No more calls for unity, let the show. Let that shit burn down, don't let it grow. Come down from the ledge, my friend, we gon' take back the beehive. Fuck that pen, and when they call for that peace time, we gon' slide. About time that my moldies came outside. About time that boldie fucked on off. Yeah, three hit a tiny fire was never enough to ever silence my people. Fuck what the government wants. I'm pulling up the fucker too, and I got Seymour in the trunk. Yeah, dead by dawn, leave his ass in the watts. I'm like the moldie John Wick, catching fades at a drop. Red, white, black, that's the flag on my back. Quarter in the middle, hunt the ops as a wolf pack. Longer stands high, upper ones low. No more fucker puppet, let the words just flow. Hide in plain sight till I'm up John Doe. Bull in a China shop, stripping Guangzhou. Living on a prayer like my name's Bon Jovi. Stank ass mech smelling like anchovies. Being genuine, you wanna ride my pony. Built like Boba, yeah they trying to clone me. Labels trying to email, labels trying to phone me. Fiddle My Mangu, now you know that I'm a mole. I do what I must, and my people I put my trust. To my whānau I give my love, as the petals begin to bud. Rain coming down, but the sunshine up. Knee deep water, lost in a flood. Tears form, river stained red from the blood. Tongue to blame, wrist chained by a cuff. Red, white, black, colors on my back. Red full of blood, white full of crack. Black full of bruises that I got from the strap. Tinoranga, tiratanga, fuck the Union Jack. That I got from the strap. Tinoranga,
trap backslash back pedal on Twitter, talking shit till I turn that face fiddle. Red like the flag on my motherfucking back. Yeah, I lie, little son, getting buzz out of sack. Round around the town with the bass on max. Hard time chasing way, I'm moving no tracks. They be burnt out, fucked up. That's the new norm for these hating ass dorks and they motherfucking pitchforks. Yeah, go get the torch, and I hope y'all see that the light gon' shine on the place I be. They like, y'all make beats, what the fuck you mean? We don't make no tracks, we write symphonies. We moving right on up to the heaven and stars. And for y'all, it's close, but it's no cigar. And these whack ass artists wanna hand me their cards. I'm like, fuck that, bruh, y'all just ain't on par.
Your brothers ain't on track, your brothers ain't on the par. Fuck fast track, build. They some cheaters, we some Jaguars. Popping donuts in the holding like it's NASCAR. Keen to sing a Waiata on the guitar. She got me gnashing on my teeth like a tummy fart. Nor keep the hype up, I like Peter Parker. Great power, and the fetal on my flag is Pohutukawa. Sitting at the round table and I'm sipping kava. Call me Ruo, walk away, I'm spitting lava. And I'm sitting waiting patient for their departure. They turn the Lang I hit it into green pastures. Kino.
Yeah, Whero Mamanu, obviously the colours of the Te Nōranga Te Tiratanga flag, and then also, so Whero, so we say it kind of in the chorus, so Whero is for the blood, you know, that's spilt by us Māori in the past, you know, just across our history. White for the crack, you know,
vices.
Unfortunately, if we're just going to be, you know, kia pono te kōrero, to speak truly, you know, unfortunately there is a lot of drug abuse and things like that. I mean, where I'm from, like my whānau and that, I'm from Fielding or Halcombe, really, really close. And Fielding actually has like one of the highest meth rates in the entire country as well. So, you know, just to speak truthfully about it, that's a thing that is unfortunately prevalent amongst a lot of our whānau.
Yeah.
And it's a big point in my mind. There's a lot of hurt for that.
Like as Māori, you usually know someone at least who has problems with those real hardcore things. And it's sad. It's real sad to see because that shit just ruins your potential, you know?
Yeah.
And Black for the Bruises that I got from the strap, that's a reference to the reo getting beaten out of us, 60 years ago?
Around that time, yeah. And so actually pango is the colour. The colour is pango, but mangu is actually if your skin is black or if it's darkened or something like that. So that's a difference in the reo there that I chose to do there, because obviously the flag is talking about pango as in that's the color specifically, but in relation to the words that we're saying, the skin, yeah, that's more so what it's talking about there.
I think it was Give It Up, right?
Yeah.
It was the first track.
Yeah, for sure. We just dropped it in the chat because, I mean, we have a bad tab group chat where we're all talking. And, yeah, we just dropped it in there and like, yo, listen to this. We just kind of flipped this whole thing and just made our own track out of it.
Yeah.
And it's still like in line with the original sample that we did of ourselves as well, because the song is, well, hopefully I can talk about it. It's called Sweetness, and then we kind of went in the opposite direction, but the track that we have is called Bittersweet, and it's definitely kind of bouncing off of like the material that's in the original sample as well. And so I just like, once again, not to talk ourselves up, but it's just like, it's cool that we could sample,
so cool,
fully sample our own track,
yeah,
and then completely spit over it and redo the entire thing. Because
yeah,
like when you talk about like producers and stuff like that, when they reuse samples from their old songs, and it's just like, oh, that's tough. They completely flipped it or completely changed it in a different way.
Mm.
And it's just pretty gangster.
Yeah. We've got our own sample library in Bad Tab that we can sample with no issues. And that feels like a pretty full circle moment as a musician. And it's really lovely to see. So I think there's going to be some tandem with promo with those two tracks, because sampled obviously, but it's just about summertime
Yeah.
Summertime loving, I guess.
It's about fun in the summer, like straight up.
Yeah, bro.
You know, because we have a lot of serious material that we're dealing with across the mixtape as well. But like at the end of the day, Kahu and I are pretty fun loving people. Yeah. So, you know, we do just want to have a track that's just like, I don't know, put it on in the whip, just drive around in the sun. Wellington on a good day, you can't beat it. I'm like, So yeah, that's what Bittersweet really represents for us. I wouldn't say this, like, what are we even saying? It, dude? It's just like, I'll buy you sangria and Santeria. Yeah. You know, it's just like, it's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's some fun, you know.
It's bittersweet, chili honey oil lathered on the thighs. Heat treat my girl like she sticks to my side. Smoke me sweet treats when I'm looking for some car. And I'm posted in the walk, get it hard in the sky. Yeah, don't need no prenup when I'm linking with my bride. And people to the side, they manipulate a lot. Skip the summertime with my shorty wearing less. Yeah, my lady so bad, it just ain't a contest. Ride around hopped up on a joint to the chest. With a O in the trunk, dodging piggies in the mitt. And the glove box full of Ica that I caught in my net. Penny for a walnut, yeah, begging for a taste of that music. Creators, when we link, it's like that pay, yeah. Stranded in the bay, pay attention to my cadence. We about to spit some wisdom, y'all just base it. Talking about relationships on beats, you know the extra. Jostling floors, y'all so sad, where the hope is. I love my life, I love my shorty, love my friends. But I guess it all depends on perspective from the pen, yeah. Don't need no sample when I'm cooking with a tab. Is it good, is it bad? 3 foot's all I have. I'm waiting in the lobby for a mid-house band. Is your tracks playing loud? Made me stop in my tracks. I say, this shit whack, whack. Don't quit your day job, G.
Don't listen.
Yeah, don't.
Got it out, G. Yeah.
Teats. You looking sweet when I see you in the summertime. You a red hot chili pepper looking sublime. I'll buy you sangria and Santeria. We can meet at the pier, it ain't gotta be weird. Floating off the bell jar, pack up in my boxcar. Hope we go 9 yards or 7 in heaven. Yeah, I got a burning question. Did I just forget to mention? I consider you a blessing. You the tutor for my lessons. Tab on my tongue, ain't that bad, just the right one. You twinkle in my eye when I'm staring at the sun. Star in my life when it's dark late at night. You my henna in the sky, let me call you via Skype. I'm trying to see that pretty face, I recall our first date. You had me dressed to the 10, wine of the finest grapes. You're the beauty, I'm the beast, and I'm just glad to know I won the race. You give me sweetness.
Bittersweet, now I'm bleeding on the sheets. Coughing bleak up, and I'm running in my sleep. While I re-up, restock on what was weak. Will I make another week to feed another part of me? Or I'll hiccup, fly a dragon to the beach. Then rewind, reflect on what I've seen. Bittersweet, now I'm bleeding on the sheets. Coughing bleak up, and I'm running in my sleep. While I re-up, restock on what was weak. Will I make another week to feed another part of me? Or I'll hiccup, fly a dragon to the beach. Then rewind, reflect on what I've seen. Was it malicious intent to be another regret? Was it a shot in the dark just to warm up my bed? It seems a walk in the park needs to be put to rest. Wish you the best, my love, I wish you the best.
The third track, Give It Up, it's got this like beautiful loop. Is that also a sample from you guys, or did you record that vocal, or where's that from?
Oh, so the chorus, Give It Up, that is us. Yeah. That is
okay,
us fully singing.
In that bit, yeah, Manaki actually hit the iPhone vocals because I didn't hear, he was good. He's like, Give It Up. And I originally was like, I don't know about that.
You thought it was whack. You thought it was whack.
But, you know, it managed to make its way in, and it actually works really well. So,
And then in the chorus, with the singing, like the surround sound, you better give it up. That's totally us. And if you see the original inspiration board that we did on our mixtape announcement post, one big thing for us was the Silk Sonic collab.
We really
did want to tap into that 70s soulful vibe, and you know, just that,
shawty, I already know.
You know, we were just we were just really keen to.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just kind of came about.
We were having fun with it, and we don't see that crossover of like kind of soul vocals into alternative hip hop that much,
yeah.
Or at least sung by the rappers doing it. So, yeah, it was really. It's just I love that song. It's a modern classic, man. Like, same. So good.
Yeah.
I'm aiming for that high life. Clouds the only place that I regularly ski. Catch me cruising through the sky, flying high over the sea. My new wings I grow when I'm lifted on that pack. Rhythm when I split, I go Manaki on the track. Eyes glow in the dark when we move a wrist. Let your fears go, take a chance on a whim. Take a beating to the chin. Absorb yourself a sin. Stop acting like a sim. Burn it, drop it in the bin. Coolie rocking J's, putting pressure on a kid. Got no bread, PBJ in the lunchbox with no lid, no lid.
But you're still talking your shit on that song too. It's like brash and like, how fun is it to do that over like an instrumental that is kind of nice and like soulful to still be like, yeah, Griselda.
Well, okay. So you just, first of all, you tapped it right there, Griselda, yeah. Obviously over some elegant samples, you'll be hearing like the most crazy material. Also, I feel like it's very like Freddie Gibbs in a way, you know, where it's like with Pinata or Alfredo or just those like, you know, soulful kind of like loops that you're hearing, but over the top you're hearing like, yeah man, I'm the shit,
out of
this
pocket
is,
shit.
Yeah, this is how we do, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was definitely just like, I don't know, for my lyrical content at least, with just like, you know, like just to be truthful, you know, dissing Winnie Peters and stuff like yeah. that, and also like Pack Save, New World Order, oh, you know, it's just like the yeah. economy and all these things that are going on right now. It's just like, it kind of has a little bit more like swagger to it when you're rapping over a beat like that, as opposed yeah. to just like a straight like cold, dark, you know, jazz instrumental or something like that. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. I think like my verse in that song is very chill verse, you know. Which I think it's we kind of go in and out of speaking about like our political messaging and like what we think, but also just like vibey rap, dare I say it, you know. So I think setting up the stage for the beat switch into Pack Save, New World Order, What's It Come To, Three Party, Three Headed Taniwha, fuck you. It's just such a good blend of me and Manaki's like personalities, and yeah, like that song's another banger. I can't get enough of that. I've been listening to it a lot.
Man, I love it. That, I love it. Yeah, go ahead.
That was the first song. I put that in the description for the music video that we dropped on Instagram as well. That was the first song that we made. Yeah.
Give it up.
It was just really a heat of the moment. And I remember Ko and I have done this a couple times with the cut, but we know it's really good when after we leave each other, we just keep looping it. And then I always call, like, I straight up always call Kahu and I'm like, hey, you hearing this?
I'm like, yeah.
Killed that, bro. And then it's just like, yeah, okay, cool. We got something. Yeah. We cooking. We yeah. cooking on this one.
We can tell. Within like the first 10 minutes of the yeah. cookage, it's like, nah, we're dropping this.
Straight up, yeah. I think that was another thing that was slight tangent here, but I think it's another thing that was really cool about this cook is that it was, the high efficiency was like, if we were making something and in the first 15 minutes we didn't feel it, it was just like, okay, Bennett,
mix
it.
Idea,
not yeah. even like keep it, maybe we're just like, okay, delete it, move on, because with the 404 there's only so much storage you have on it. It's not like digital, you can only have so many beats on it, and so it's just like there's valuable space on there, so if it sucks we're getting rid of it.
Knox and Zoo classic duo like pine
and chips, potato top off, Tommy sauce coming out the tip. Pulled up to Island Bay, buds reeking out the whip, dragging couches up the stair, ignoring chicks upon a whim. Rokoa kirunga, bruv, you know I rip my iwi, see more pledges for divide, but we all know that we one species. They calling it the treaty, party acting needy. Pato kariaho, I'm like, brother, can you give it up? You probs do a bulk buy on Timu, 10 rings like Simu. We are usual people, kahu out from Kahungunu, speaking facts, it's feeble. Equity or equal, brown man, white evil. When he smokes, when he's gonna spike him with some sinnies, give the bro a shit, tinny. What would see if they're fano na mehi?
I want to start something. I want like every hip hop artist from New Zealand to make a song called Chardonnay. I just feel like you have to. Like, I feel like it's just like everybody, hey, Chardonnay, like everybody knows that. And so it's just like, you got to just make a track called Chardonnay of some way, some sort. And I think Moko Mokai probably did it first. I'm not familiar if there is one prior to that, but I just think it needs to be a part of the zeitgeist as like NZ hip hop artists. Like everybody just got to make a track about Chardonnay. Mm. Also, Boy and Where That's Filmed, that's in Te Tai Rāwhiti, that's like on the East Coast, and I'm from Ngāti Porou. So there's also a bit of a hōnunga there. There's a bit of a connection for me. But it was just like, I don't know, because the actual chorus that I'm singing, I want to take you. Do I even say Chardonnay? I don't think so.
Oh, Chardonnay. I love you.
That's completely you.
Yeah, though. Bro.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't even know if that was what it was going to be called. But yeah, it's just Kahu cooked on the verse.
Someone, Jay. I don't know. We had this what is it, Come Together, the 8-string bass cover. And we're like, oh my God, it sounds so good. The first few seconds, then that's like the whole loop you hear is just that first like 3 or 4 seconds. But Chardonnay, I guess it's like alcohol in the Māori community, but also as a personification as a woman, you know, the name Chardonnay. And I get into that a little bit in my singing part, but yeah, I don't know, we just it's a lot of chill rap. There's a little bit of meaning there.
I wanna take you up and far away. You make it shine on my darkest day. So take this mask off. Slurp it up like it's Kenakaima, wanna just for dinner. Real hard Māori, I go diving in the winter. Mana motu hake, apparently that means we're sinners. Keep the drums swinging, mihi ana ki a dilla. All your tracks are filler, all your beats are whack. We made the chorus in the verse, motherfucker, how about that?
Oi, hoi.
Hit me a peito or taringa, forget the mahi aringa. Jamming in the whare waka, he tonga te whakarongo. You can suck my bolos, drop kick on your head. Few but the fitsu poro, ho mai te para. Better hit the showers, I can smell the hoga. Aha, ko te haura.
Hold up.
I wanna take you up and far away. You make it shine on my darkest day. You acting coy, drop this masquerade. So take this mask off. I'd go through sewers and trains just to see you again. Oh, Chardonnay, I love you.
Love you, Chardonnay. Craigie Rain sipping, fight the competition. No, I keep it sweet with my wine and my woman. Keep your mouth closed, you might fuck with my business. Waiting on the earthquake, gonna hit the city district. Pissing, why the fuck you think we gon' be chilling? Kick you out this Honda while I'm dropping off prescriptions. Wine in the rats, got appearing with some dinner. Merlot, Pinot, something's missing. Chardonnay, Chardonnay, how could I forget ya? Chardonnay, Chardonnay, warm me in the winter. Chardonnay, Chardonnay, I'm Jim with my princess. Make me feel whole, and I'm a moldy from a splinter's arm.
I'm putting that in there, bro. We gotta start a petition. Every hip hop artist gotta have a Chardonnay song.
We should, yeah, bro. It should happen.
And
it
then we
should.
Have a competition at the end of the year, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. We can make it something.
Chardonnay
the
cipher.
Chardonnay cipher that happened
bro.
In a decade. Every
Chardonnay cipher.
Made a track on Chardonnay. They gotta hop on a track.
That would be crazy. Yeah, that'd be insane.
Cipher, yeah, bro.
40 minutes. 40. track 5. Know what I mean? You know what I mean? What was the writing process like for this? Who led the initial writing?
So I'll probably take the lead on that. I was definitely, so I also wrote this in the music video for it. So the latest Earl Sweatshirt album, I really loved. Earl is one of my goats. He's definitely one of my inspirations. Writing style, beat style, just all of the above. He's goated. And the last track on that album is called Exhaust. I'm pretty sure it's produced by Navy Blue. And I love that beat. And so I think it was after a day, it was a Sunday, and it was after we were recording, because Bad Tab, we have Sundays together where we do recording and stuff like that. And I was just in a room cooking on the KRKs, just the speakers, and I came up with that beat. And then I started writing, and like obviously in that song, I think is where I speak Māori the most, just in terms of my bars. And I was just really, I don't know, I was just really dialed in on like, because I wasn't initially thinking about Kahu hopping on it because he wasn't even in the room when I was making it. And so I wrote everything by myself. And I really, yeah, man, I really love those bars that I wrote. So one of the ones is, we are like the kumara planted in the whenua, ke na wahi katoa e tupu ana a tōna wā ka kite a te pitomata. So that means we are like kumara, we grow everywhere, and then in time you'll see the potential. And so another cool thing that I like about that, diving into the reo a little bit more, is that the word potential is pitomata, and that is actually like the stomach of a kumara that is usually considered waste. But in te ao Māori, in a Māori perspective, that is actually seen as the potential for something. So it's like, I was like, oh, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I really, really like, I'm not even like super matata. I'm not too to do at all or anything like that. But I was just like, oh. That's crazy that I wrote that. And I think that's true. You know, us Māori are everywhere, and we are in every place. You know, Māori Ki Te Ao is one of the most famous kiwaha or whatever for us Māori, and we all have potential, you know, no matter where we are, ultimately.
I got some blisters, caught tie my te pakanga, rage against the system. Fuck a fitzy kōrero and parts of wisdom. Head high, kāri whero, get in the sin bin. Ka tuku watu o the aroha to the sisters. I got a special gift coming straight to all the tricksters. You ain't Māui, can't even suss a missus. Right, left fist to the face, can't miss this. Crips are getting scuffed from the protests we march. Be a good Māori, they say it's all a farce. Skinny dip in my aqua showing off my ass. Standing on my mud, I smelling fresh cut grass. We are like the kumara planted in the whenua, ke na wahi kākoa e tupu ana a tōna waka ki te ā te pitomata. Don't play polite calling rivals motherfucker. Lost in a hurricane, wind blowing this way and that way, but tell me who's to blame. Welly boy, and I ain't got no shame. E harau e whakamā, take down the last name. You're in a different ball game, you can't see te matapehi squared out the glass frame. Won't catch me writing raps just for the fame. I'm writing this shit straight from the narco, straight from the pain.
Straight from Māori, when picking a party. What parts of them pick? Is it your sick of party? They be saying it's partially a culture war starting. Sahi for sure, he's doing the kind. Yeah. Wait on the window, yeah. I sent you a message. Remember my face when they coming to get you. It needs to mean something. I'm struggling for nothing. There ain't any trusting. What's out in the open? It's all turning to dust. 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 I never make decisions, I just do.
I do it.
You can keep your distance, come be free to do it. I never got a chance to tell you bye. I check your fit and what they want, but I'm a different size. I never thought about the rush and hear what it provided. But still there's people out there wearing they damn disguises. We gon' spread the funk around the free will. Free the planet from the pain.
It
may seem inevitable, then things are gonna change. Change for the better, change for the worse. Changing that person that I pickpocketed on landing from the curb. Yeah. No, that's right. Fuck us who wanna bring something out for the night.
Track 6, this is one of my favorites on there, 2B, featuring your homie Seth. It's such a gorgeous track in so many ways, but it starts with this list of things, these imperatives, these statements. Was that one of the first things that you guys wrote down, or was it like came a little bit later, or how did that get in the track?
I think I wrote the verse first.
Yeah.
And that kind of just more so turned into a pre-chorus a little bit later, just because that was... we just copy and pasted that over and over again. That was definitely written first. I think it was more so just kind of like the intro to my verse at one point, but it kind of seemed important for the subject matter, so we did just end up repeating that. Yeah. Nā tua tahi, got to get the land back. Nā tua tua, keep the whānau on track. Nā tua toru, got to get the racks back. Nā tua whāmea,
the union jack.
Which is actually kind of funny because we actually reuse a lot of bars.
We do.
Different, like, we do. Yeah. We're not even consciously. I feel like we're just so tapped in with what we were trying to, what the co-popper was for the specific album, that we were just like reusing the bars everywhere.
Yeah, lots of things floating around and lots of concepts floating around that definitely tied us together. And as Manaki said, that was a bit almost subconscious, you know?
Yeah.
Like we didn't mean to intend to do that at all, but that's what happened.
Some funny BTS stuff. That was actually the third track we tried making with Seth. We had made two tracks prior to that.
It was just that thing where we were just like, ah, nah, ain't it.
Song definitely took the longest.
Yeah.
Because we had Seth come in two other days and we tried cooking both days and we just didn't really spark at all with either of the tracks that we had done before that. And then we hit that one and that was just like gold.
It was also perfect.
The bass, I'm playing the bass in the entire track, Kahu's playing the keys as well, and then the synth sample is happening, and then also Seth just has
angelic,
just godly vocals.
Yeah,
like just lovely. I love working with an R&B artist and you just see the stacks. Like if there are any producers listening to me right now, you'll just know like the 20 layers of all the different harmonies, and it's just like, oh, it's so sick. And I love what Seth is singing about, you know, wade through the ocean
into the sea feeling these tidals crash over me.
And it's, I feel like, I mean, I won't talk for Seth here, but in the way that I interpret it at least, it's kind of like the pressure, you know, that we feel as Maori, you know, these waves crashing over us, you know, these tsunami waves that we always feel, you know, with the government, with Titiriti, with how our communities are being impacted all the time.
And you know, exploited too, you know, how our resources and how our land gets exploited constantly with no thought. You know, they've got the foreshore and seabed mining stuff,
not that long ago.
Yeah, the Tuisu stuff in the news this past 2024 and 2025. And as a Māori, it almost feels like you're constantly under attack from all angles. But with that being said, I mean, it ties in the message to Whero Māmangu is... in that resilience, turmoil and bad things, resilience forms.
Yeah.
And it makes the community so much stronger and brings it all together. Saw the big protest, the 50,000 people that came out. Like, the support for tangata whenua is crazy, but it's also under attack too. So,
Nā tua tahi, gotta get the land back.
Natsua Rua, keep the whānau on track. Natsua Toru, gotta get the racks fat. Natsua Fire Man, fuck the Union Jack, yeah. We ain't listening to folk at the Kazi's house. Fina Koopa Kirunga, she's smiling now. Māori with the government, playing cat and mouse. Lay a trap, take a bite, tell me who's a fool now. Power to the people, stay a public enemy. Organize the noise, confuse the hoarity. Meet me at the scrum like my first name's Petty. Fly Mikey Wahoo, man, quit acting silly. Man, I compete, I need quit, yeah, fafai. Last thing I like is a rat and a tie high. Steal your club card and all your motherfucking flybys. Here at our rewards, fueling up for my drive-by. Words get voted down, haka gets us thrown out. Rua Tacoma, tahi ngara, racist. All your claims baseless, believe nothing faithless. Assimilate the country to white, yeah, they wish. Natsua tahi, gotta get the land back. Natsua rua, keep the whānau on track. Natsua toru, gotta get the racks fat. Natsua fire man, fuck the Union Jack, yeah.
Way through the ocean, into the sea, feeling these tidals crash over.
Jeans are here claiming all my benefits. Play that shit by ear, rolling up that cannabis. But they can't come right here unless they want in trouble with. Knock shit, me coming at you from the island bay. Probably convinced that you motherfuckers is insane. Spark a spliff, it could help with that damn pea brain. Cruising in the walker down Timawana, Aru. Hour trip, laying around about fucker two. Flood wash away, all the sinner settler introduced. Sky turn black when I'm steering to Tupu Anuku. Blood turns red when it's dripping from an oak. Cause we resist, we repress, they ain't know what's best. For my people, fuck GOV, I say it with my chest. Moving up the Motu with a flag and a crest. My movement's real quiet, they ain't know what's next. What I gotta do just to rise above the world? Free Gaza, lockdown, it was 2012. Struggle, see struggle, not anybody else, yeah. Land means power, white man wants. And the gold coins needed for entry. You look at all the old photographs, they centuries old. Land sold, that's our history. And they don't ever wanna see you try and mention it, nah, yeah. Wars want resource plenty. I guess some coal fired death machines and my aunties. Fired up a spliff just to get in the headspace. To mourn for my lost blood that I ain't donate. You know what it is.
Natsua tahi, gotta get the land back. Natsua rua, keep the whānau on track. Natsua toru, gotta get the racks fat. Natsua fire man, fuck the Union Jack, yeah.
Way through the ocean, into the sea. Crash over me. There may be someday where I can breathe. There may be one day I'll get to be.
The mixtape ends with a trap section and it starts with Whero Māmangu. So it's back into that trap, and that may be a segue for us into our next. But hey, look, that we need to focus on what's in front of us, not what's in the distance over there. So yeah, we love our trap, and yeah, how it came about. I came to Manaaki and I was like, we need an alternative into a trap switch. And it kind of naturally formed itself.
And that wasn't actually originally supposed to be on the mixtape.
Yeah.
We like actually cooked that with full intent to use that later on something else. And so actually some of the mixing that we did on it as well is a little bit different. So like those 808s, totally in Ableton and totally just clipped
yeah.
to get that, you know, Cartier-esque OPM, you know, natural distortion and stuff like that. Yeah. And so, but when I was looking at the track list, it was like, bro, we start with a bang, let's end with a bang, yeah, dude, and let's, yeah, bring in power up, bro. Yeah. Yeah. And it is like a marriage of the, as Kayo just said, it's a marriage of those two worlds of like, we kind of start as the whole vibe has been, but then it's getting into a newer place, which, yeah, we better do some of that soon.
Yeah, I think for me, it's probably one of my favorite tracks on the album. Sure. I love the political messaging and I love all of that stuff, but also being fun and being shalom and just being yourself is a protest in itself, you know? Being happy in the face of pessimism and apathy and all these negative things around us is just like a big stuff you to the man,
the system, the man.
Stick it to the man, Neosis. You know.
Shout out School of Rock.
We got a case of that. Yep.
Some of these folks need Jesus, cause they looking for a piece of hope or soap to scrub the conscience clean up. All the sins, the Bible is against me.
We're here to talk about, yeah, so like me and Menaki, very political people. You know, protest movements, all that stuff. Free Palestine, free Sudan, free Congo, free West Papua. Fuck ICE, fuck Trump, fuck the coalition. You know, it's that right-wing stuff is horrible for indigenous people. And we kind of really just wanted to put a big middle finger up in the air for anyone who could listen, you know. Yeah.
And also, one thing that I just want to be clear about is being super direct with our messaging. You know, like people can be like, "We will come together," but it's just like, why can't we do the opposite and actually say, "Fuck you guys, bro. You guys suck. Like, there ain't a damn good thing that you guys are doing." Like, yeah. So, just being clear with our messaging. Yeah, nah.
We don't rock with them. I'm the goat, he the goat, we the goat, and we lit. What you wanna know? I got numbers for that sticky, yeah, that's dope. I'm a fan of where we go, like a tomato. Harvest time, we smoke that shit out like a volcano. In a spot in my cup, it gon' be moving slow. Whale riding in the bay, catch me breaking codes. Takatimu Hawaii, keep riding in that boat. Yeah. 808s coming like hammers, you gon' wish it's over. You gon' wish it's over.
I got a power up, I need electrolytes. Jump on the power aid, now we gon' fuck all night. Scratches on my back, got my naked bike. Put it by my car, know my heart in my sticky. Silly, sweaty, sweaty, fat, six. Oh, I got that tongue on my neck, on that wire for the gators. They lame, we the best. Get that blunt up in rotation, and I pull it from the chest. Too long, I've been sat down with my feelings at my side. I bought containers of that goo up just to keep it on my mind. And now we rockin' on some time, on my jeans, she bumpin' grind. And it's last to the shit, you want to hate me on the nine. We gettin' boy, you get rejected by your cuss, cause she don't fuck with you. She don't fuck with you. Listen, cause I'm out in my. Listen, swerving in the sky. Look around, appreciate the beauties in your fucking life.
Beauty in your life, I'm beholden to the vice. Life could hit a motherfucker deer in the headlights. And if you said Knox looking sexy, you'd be dead right, dead to rights. Mash the buttons, test your mic.
Life's a game, pay to win. If you focus, look close. You can notice other people getting right us on their boats. The constant talk of money driving bimmers on the road. The greed means that people gonna starve rather than flow.
Kia ora, I'm Zoot.
I'm Nux. And you're listening to Long Player on 95.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.